Okay, all the way on the bottom of Hey Amud Beis. Amr B'Yechanan. Ki avina talia, when I was a young lad, amina milsa de she'ilna l'savi, I said something to the elders, v'shtaka chavasa, and it turns out that I was right. Chamas zu tferia. When the Pasuk says chamas, it's referring to tferia. V'loma nikra shmo chamas. Why is it called chamas? Al shum chamei tferia. Because the chamei tferia, the hot waters of tferia. Rekes zu tzipairi. Rekes is the city of tzipairi. V'loma shmo rekes mishum de medalia karaksu denara. Because it is high, it flows high, like like a rocks of denara, which is a very high river. So that's why it's called Rekes. Kinneret ze ginoiser. Kinneres, when it says the pasuk, kinneres means ginoiser. V'lama nekru shma kinneres. The metiki peira kekala the chinri. Because its fruit are sweet, like the sound of a kinner. The beautiful instrument. I think it might be a harp. So, very sweet fruit. Amar Rava. Mi'ika lamanda amar rekes lav teria. Is there a man amar that says? So this is what Rabbi Yochanan said, that when I was young, I said this over, and it turned out to be right. And Rava, so but in that he said that rekes is tzipairi. So amar Rava. So Rava says mi'ika lamanda amar rekes lav teria. Is there a man amar that holds that rekes is not teria? V'hakishachiv in ishacha. When people die over here in Babel. Hasam saftile, they are masbit him over there in Tferia, referring to over there in Tferia. Hachi gadol hu b'sheshach, he was a great person in Sheshach, which refers to Bavel. Interesting, Rashi says Sheshach is Bavel. If you do Atbash, and in Atbash Sheshach is Bavel, right? Beis is connected Shin, and Beis is connected Shin, so that's Beis, and the Chaf is connected Lamed. So they say that Veshem Loi Berekes, and he had a name. His name would go out from Rekes, meaning Tveria. V'chimaski Arayin Alahasim, and when his when the Arin would go to from Bavel to be buried in Tveria, Safti Lehachi, they would say a hesped like this. Oyave Seridim. Oyave Seridim, the Oyave Yisrael. Seridim here is referring to Yisrael. Yoishvei Rekes, that are the people living in Rekes. Tzu v'kiblu haroyge emek. The people sitting in Rekes come out and receive the people who were killed in emek, meaning the people that died in Bavel. Kinoch nafshei the Rav Zeir, when Rav Zeir died. There's a certain person that was being masked with him, and he started off, he said like this, Eretz Shinar Hara, the Eretz Shinar referring to Bavel, he was born, V'yolda, and he was raised when he was a young child. Eretz Tzvi Gidla Shashuay, and Eretz Tzvi referring to Eretz Yisrael, raised, when he got older, he was, he grew up there. Oy na la amra rekes. Woe is to her, rekes. Ki avda klei chemdasa, because it lost its a kli chemda. It's a nice kli. Desirable kli. So you see from here, point of view is that you see from here that when it says rekes, it's referring to Tveria. So how can you tell me that rekes is tzipairi? Ela Amar Rava, let's see, changes it to Rava. Ela Amar Rava, Chamas zu Chamegror. Really, Chamas is Chamegror, not Tveria. Rekes zu Tveria, and Rekes is Tveria. Kinneres zu Ginaiser. So Rava changes around what Rabbi Yochanan said. And he actually learns that Rekes is Tveria, like we just said before. V'loma nikrishma Rekes, so why is it called Rekes? Why is Tveria called Shafilu rei kadam shabah malayim mitzvahs karimin? Because even the empty ones in Tveria are filled with mitzvahs like a rimin. Really, this is an idea that we say by all Yidin. That even the rei kadam of the Yidin are filled with mitzvahs. There's so many mitzvahs that we do from the time that we wake up till we go to sleep, that even if we're, you know, not such great people, we still are filled with mitzvahs like a rima. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amarekas Shema, the Lama Nikra Shema Tveria, Sheyeshevas Betivur Shal Eretz Yisrael. Why? Really, his name is Rekas. Why is it called Tveria? Because it sits in the middle, right in the middle of Eretz Yisrael. Rabba Amar Rekas Shema, the Lama Nikra Shema Tveria, Shetayva Riyasa. Why is it called Tveria? Because it's a very beautiful place to see. Very beautiful place. It's a nice place to tour. Amar Zeira, Kitrain Zu Tzipairi. It says Kitrain, that's referring to Tzipairi. Velama Nikra Shema Tzipairi, Sheyeshevas Bereish Ahar Ketzibra, because it sits in the mountains like a bird. The Kitrain Tzipairi, so the Gemara asks Kitrain Tzipairi, Vaha Kitrain Bechelka Shel Zvulun Havai. Kitrain was in the Chelik of Zvulun. The Chsiv Zvulun Leihairish as Yoishve Kitrain, Vias Yoishve Nahalon. There's a Taina on Zvulun that he did not conquer the Yoishvei Kitrain, which was in his chelek, and the Yoishvei Nahal. Uzvulun Misraim al Midaisav, and Zvulun was complaining about his mazel. Rashi says it doesn't mean his midais, but it means his mazel that he got from Shemaim. Shenimdid loy min haShemaim. So have Shenamar, the pasuk says Zvulun am cheirif nafshoi. Lamus, am cheirif nafshay lamus. He was bitter. Matam, why was Zvulun not happy? Why was he misraim al midaisav? Mishum de Naftali al miraimeis, because the rest of the pasuk says Mishum de Naftali al miraimeis sad, because Naftali sat, his chelik was with these fields. Amr Zvulun ofnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Zvulun said in front of Hashem. Rabbeinu Shalom, la'achai to my brother Naftali, nasatlam sadis ukramim. You give them fields and vineyards. Veli nasata har mikvayis. And me, what are you giving me? You're giving me mountains and valleys. Well, you know, what good is mountains and valleys? La'achai nasatlam aratzis to my brothers, maybe. You're giving land. Veli nasata yam naharis. Could be he's not just referring to Naftali, could be he's referring to all his brothers. You know, when he's complaining. When he says, my brothers, you gave lands, Velina Sati Yom Nars, and hear me, you just gave me rivers and seas. Amalai, so Kodesh Baruch Hu says back to Zvulun, Klulam Tzrichim L'chayil, they're all going to need you. All your brothers are going to need you, Ayidei Chalazayin, because they're going to need the Chalazayin. The Chalazayin was what they used to make Tcheles from, famous Chalazayin. And the Chalazayin, Rashi says from here, that it would go from the river into the mountains. So that was in the chelek of Zvulun, this chalazim. So they're all going to need you. So you've got a very good chelek, don't complain. Shenemar, the pasuk, Amim har yikro, usfune tumanei chayil. The nations will need you, they'll call you, they're going to need these tumanei chayil. Amim usfune tumanei chayil. Tani, yeah, all the nations will gather to buy your hidden tumunei chayil, which is referring to the chalazim. Tanya of Yosef, sfune ze chalazim. When it says sfune, from sfune tumunei chayil, sfune is the chalazim. Tumunei zu terisa. The tumunei is a different type of fish. I guess also that was very, everybody wanted it. Chayil zu zechuches levana. The chayil, the sand, is referring to the white glass. It's very hush of a glass you can make out of the sand there. Amalafanov, he says, Rabbeinu Shalaylam, Mi Maidi Eini Al Zois the Bachads. Meaning, who says they're going to give me money for it? Maybe they're going to come and take it by force. They're not going to pay me. Amalai, so Akash Baruch says back to Zvulun, Sham Yizbuchu Zivchei Tzedek. Which is right, part of the Dvarim. Sham Yizbuchu Zivchei Tzedek. So simin ze yelecha. This simin you should have. That just like it's prohibited to steal, to bring up a carbon. So too, they're not going to steal from you. And he says, and even so, if they steal from you, the chalazin, then they will not be successful in their business. No, and this whole point was to tell you that Kitrain was Tzipairi. V'yisak adaitach I'm sorry, this is a kasha to say the kitchen is not tzipayri. He's talking about the kitchen is tzipayri, and if you're going to tell me the kitchen is tzipayri, am I mishrema midoysa? Why would Zvun be unhappy with his chelak of tzipayri? Vahavi tzipayri, most of the adifatuva, tzipayri was a very, very great city to have. I mean, the whole point of this is to tell you that Zvon was not happy with his chelik, but we all know that Tzipayri is such a nice city. We're going to say, well, maybe even though he had Tzipayri, but he never had the bracha of Zavas Chol V'Dvash in his chelik. I saw the Zavas Chol V'Dvash of Tzipayri, the Tzipayri. And it was equivalent to 16 mil by 16 mil, which is 4 parsoyas, 4 by 4. And if you're going to say, well, you're right, he had Zavas Chol V'Dvash, but it wasn't as much as his brothers. Zavas Chol V'Dvash to Chol Ard Yisrael. He says that I saw the Zavas Chol V'Dvash of the entire Eretz Yisrael, and it was like from the distance of Kuvi till Suvlinki, Silvakani. Estrin, which is what? Estrin Matartan Parsi, Orcha, was 22 parsim wide, Upos Yoshita Parsi, and 6 parsim wide, length. So 22 by 6 by 6 parson. So you see that the entire Eretz Yisrael had 22 by 6, and he had 4 by 4 of that. So he was doing pretty good in comparison to the rest of his brothers. I mean, that's a little less than an eighth. Still, even though he had all this, still he wanted the fields and the vineyards. That was better to him. Interesting. Another diak to say that the chsiv Naftali al Meraimei Sada. So it talks about Naftali that he's right on the Meraimei Sada. I mean, he wanted the fields. Shma mina. Amr bavo ve'akroin ve'akroin te'akar. This pasuk. Ekron you will uproot. Zu Kesari Bas Edom. This is the Kesari of where Edom used to live over there. Shehi Yosheves Bein Achilas. It would sit between the sands. Vehi Haisa Yaset Tekul Yisrael. And this was, you know, like a thorn in the side of Yisrael. Bimei Yevanim. They would bother Yisrael a lot. Ukeshagar Machus Beis Chashmonai. And when the Beis Chashmonai was won over them, Menitzchem. They refer to that Akrain as the capturing of Migdal Shir. And there's a Shiloh, what your gairus over here with Shir or Shade or Tzur. But it's referring to this area. Amr B'Yasib B'Chanina, Maidach Siv, Vahasiroisiv, Dam of Mipiv, Vishakoitzav Mibain Shainav, Vinishir Gamhu Leilakainu. What's referring to Ze Beis Bamaya? This is referring to Beis or the Bach's Karya Shalahan. This is referring to a certain Avodah Zarah that they had. Veshikutzav Mibein Shinov Ze Beis Galya Shalahan. This is referring to a different type of Avodah Zarah. So these two places will be removed from Klal Yisrael. Venishir Gamhu Lelakenu, but it will be remaining. These are referring to the shuls and the bat midrashim and adaim, that these will remain. Okay, next pasuk says, "V'haya ka'alaf Yehuda b'Yehuda ve'ikrain kivusi elu tar triyos ve'karkasiyos sheba adaim she'asidim sare Yehuda lamhem tayrab." These are referring to the big amphitheaters and the big open spaces where they used to gather and do their averis. So it will, in the future, Yehuda is going to teach Torah in these places. Amar Yitzchak, Leshem zu pamais. Leshem is pamais. Akrain tiakar zu kesari basadim. The Akrain tiakar is referring to the kesaria where the people from Edom will live. Shehi haisa metropolim shamalachim. It was the city of Malachim. Ika de Amri de Marbi ba Malachi. Some say because there's a lot of kings that came out from there, kings from Edom that came out from there. Ika de Amri de Maikmi mine Malke Keseri. And some say that, sorry, the Marbi is that they grew up there. Some say that they were just happened to have come from there. Kesari, fine, Malki. Kesari Virushalayim. So Kesari and Yerushalayim. If somebody tells you that both of them are destroyed, Al Tamen, you shouldn't believe it. Yashvushteim, if somebody tells you that they're both doing very well, they're both fine, Al Tamen, don't believe them. Charva Kesari v'yashvu Yerushalayim, if they tell you that Kesari is doing is destroyed, is sitting in ruins, and Yerushalayim is settled. Charva Yerushalayim v'yashva Kesari, or they tell you that Yerushalayim is destroyed and Kesari is fine. Tayamin, then you could believe them. Meaning, when one is doing well, the other one's not. It can't be that both are not doing well and both are doing well. Either one of them is destroyed and one of them is settled. They're the opposite. Shanamar the pasuk says Amale Chareva. In Meliyazu Charvazu. If this one's doing good, then the other one's not. In Meliyazu Charvazu. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omer Mehachol La'oyim Meloyim Yamatz. He's referring to the bracha that Rivka got. Now, when she went to ask about her twins inside of her Yaakov and Esau, it says La'oyim Meloyim Yamatz. One's always going to be stronger than the other one. Vam Rabbi Yitzchak. My Dechsev Yuchan Rasha Ba'al Lomad Tzadik. Pasuk in Yeshaya. Ami Yitzchak Lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak Avinu says to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Yuchan Esav. Esav should, you should be, have favor. Esav should find favor. You should give favor to Esav. Amalai Rasha Hu. So Hashem says, why should I give favor to Yitzchak? He's a Rasha. Amalai Balama Tzedek. Amalai, so he says, Balama Tzedek, you should, can't somebody be Malamed Zchus on him? Amalai, but Eretz Nechaycha Yisrael. He was going to destroy Yerushalayim. He's going to destroy Eretz Yisrael. Someone should be Malamed Zchus on him. Amalai, so Yitzchak says to Hashem, Imkain, Bal Yira Geis Hashem. So if that's the case, then we don't want him to Fakert. We don't want him to see the Geis Hashem. And therefore, at least let's give it to him. Let's give him favor, at least before in this world, so that when, you know, Mashiach comes in, he will not be able to see that. Yaakov says in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Atitein LeEsav HaRasha Tavas Libay. Do not give Esav what he wants. What does Esav want? He wants to kill us. So do not give Esav what he wants. Zemamai Al Tafek. His Zamam, which is referring to a piece of like a ring that they would put into an animal in their nose. So he's saying, do not remove that ring. The ring would control the animal, yes. So do not remove that ring. Which, what's that referring to? Zu Garmamia Shel Edom. This is referring to Garmamia, which I actually saw some say is referring to Germany. So it's a certain Malchus which comes from Edom. Shelimalei Hein Yaitzim Machirim Kol Olam Kulei. Because if they were not controlled, then they would go and destroy the entire world. V'am Rebbe Chama Bar Chanina. There's 300 kings that came from Garmamia. And there's 365 also like high-ranking officers in Raimi. And every single day they would go out and meet each other. And the 300 they would fight each other. And one of them would get killed. And then they would be busy trying to figure out who should replace that person. Maybe become the king. So I'm not exactly sure. It's a little bit of a cryptic gemara what this exactly means. You know, is there going to be a new king every day for them? But the idea is that because since they're so busy fighting each other, so they don't concentrate on fighting the Yid. Okay, famous gemara. Vam Rabbi Yitzchak. Im yayim elocha adam. If somebody tells you, Yogati v'loy matzasi. I was miyageya, and I did not find what I was miyageya for in Torah. I worked hard for Torah, and I did not get anything. Al Tami, you can't believe him. Lo yagati matzasi. Somebody says, I wasn't really so miyageya, and I'm such a big talmid chacham. Al Tami, you shouldn't believe him either. Yagati matzasi. If somebody works hard, he tells you, I worked hard, and then I became a talmid chacham. Then Tami, and then you can believe him. Hani mi the divrei Torah. That's all with divrei Torah. We're talking about business. Siyatahum and Shemaya. That has Siyat and Shemaya. Some people don't work so hard. Actually, it's funny. Rashi does not say that this is referring to people that don't work so hard and get a land, you know, what's it called? And get a windfall. He's not talking about that. Rashi says, actually, some of Yesh Yagia Ve'ena Mites. Some people can work hard and not get, you know, they just don't have the right mazel for business or whatever. Hashem doesn't want them to make money. So no matter how hard they work at it, they won't be matzliach. And it's funny, Rashi does not say the other way around. I was wondering about that. He doesn't say that some people don't work hard and they get money, you know. Okay. Vam Rav Yitzchak, maybe that's so posher, you know. Vam Rav Yitzchak, Imra Isa Rasha Shehasha Mesachek Esla. If you see a Rasha that he has a lot of mazel these days, the Shah is misachek, it's like smiling at him. Al tizgarbei, don't start up with him. Shenemar, al tizchep imreim, al tizchep imreim. V'loyayit al shedarko matzlichim, none of that, but his derech will be matzliach, whichever way he goes. Shenemar, yachilu derecha b'choleis. V'loyayit al shezleicha b'din, not only that, but he's also being zeicha in din in Shemayim. Shenemar, mar mishpatecha minagdei. V'loyayit al shereya b'sainam, not only that, but he'll be ruling over his enemies. So Gemara says, "Aini, is that true that you can't start up with the Rishayim?" It's mutter for a person to start up with the Rishayim in Eilam Azeh. Shenamer Oiz Veitayra, Yehalalu Rasha Veshayim Veitayra Yizgaruban. The Rishayim Veitayra could be Mizgar with the Rishayim. It's mutter to start up with the Rishayim in this world. And if a person is going to say, no, you're not supposed to do that because the Pasuk says, Al tischa b'mereim. So he says, no, that's not referring to anybody. It's Misha Libay Naikvai. And that's only referring to somebody who is scared about the Averis that he has and the Averis that he has, so therefore he's nervous to start up with the Rishayim. But somebody who's really taka, not nervous about the Averis, he can start up with the Rishayim no matter what, even if they're doing very well at that time. Even if the Shah is Misachek Esle. What does it mean, Al Tischa B'Mereim? Liyos Kimereim. Meaning, you should not be like them. Don't be like the Rishayim. Valtakani Baisa Ava, Liyos Kaisa Ava. You should not be jealous of them to be like them. So, you see that you could start up with them. Loikasha. Habamili Didei, Habamili Dishmaya. No, one's talking about his own personal dealings. The guy is having a Shamas Achikas life. As you can tell that he's doing, it's a good time for him. Then you shouldn't start up with him, and maybe in business or other things. But mila d'shmaya, but when it comes to things in Negeya for Torah, mitzvahs, then you can already start up. He tries to, you know, impose his will on you in that way. Then you already you don't have to just take it. You can stand up. No, really referring to things, even personal things. V'loy kasha, habet tzadik gomer, habet tzadik she'ina gomer. No, one's a tzadik gomer, and one's a tzadik she'ina gomer. Damer Rav Huna, mai dechsev, loma sabet, v'igdim tachorish, bebele rasha, tzadik menu. Tzadik mimenu b'ileya, meaning a rasha will be b'ileya. Swallow up a tzadik, that's only someone who's tzadik mimenu, who's a little greater than him. But tzadik gomer ain't a b'ileya. He's not going to be able to overcome a tzadik gomer. Same. Another answer is Shamisachakasleishani. Then no, it's different. When these are psukim talking about that you can start up with a rasha, that's only if you know he's doing all right. But if you can tell that this is must be a special time for him, a special nozzle, I don't know. This guy's just getting tremendously lucky. He's just everything's going his way. You know, then at that point you should just stay away from him, even if you're a tzadik gomer. Amr Ula, Italia shall Yavan, that's Italy, Zekrach Godel shall Rime, it's a big city in Rome. The Havia Tlasmea Parsa, Tlasmea Parsa, it's 300 parses by 300 parses. The Yeshba Shin Samacheshvachman has 365 marketplaces. Kaminyan Yemei Sachama, like the minyan of the days of the year, of the solar year. The Katan Shebekulam, and the smallest one of them, Shal Meichri Eifus, it's the ones that sell birds. The Havya Shisha Asamel, Shisha Asamel, even the smallest market is 16 mil by 16 mil. And the king goes each day to a different shuk and eats by them. But somebody who lives there, even though he was not born there, he is able to take food from the king. The king provides food for him. And also somebody who was born there and doesn't live there, he can also take from the king every day. Ushloishes alf and bay bunny yeshbay, and there's 3,000 bathhouses. The chamish meis chalayna ismal and ushan chutz lechaima, and 500 windows take the steam outside of the wall. Tzidai echad, one of its sides yam is a river. V'tzidai echad harim, and one of its sides is har mugvais, mountains and valleys. V'tzidai echad mechitza shel barzel, one side is a mechitza shel barzel, a metal wall, an iron wall. V'tzidai echad chusus mutzula, and one side is very sharp stones. So this area is extremely well, Italy, is extremely well protected. Okay.